Welcome to the Search Storage UK special report podcast on cloud storage security. My name's Anthony Adshead, Bureau Chief for Search Storage UK. Today's speaker is Chris Evans, an independent consultant with Lantern Blue. There are two questions in today's podcast. First question is, how is security enabled in public cloud storage services? Over to you, Chris.
So I think, as you probably imagine, the sort of questions you have that revolve around security in public cloud storage services are pretty similar to those that you would ask about your own internal IT and IT services. So we can divide those into a number of areas, and let's start with physical security. One of the things that you want to make sure is that wherever you're storing your data, that service provider has a physically secure environment that's got proper access controls and so on, and that environment is locked down and you know how that security has been implemented. Obviously, if you're a small provider and just using it for something simple like Dropbox, you may not go to the level of asking those sort of questions. But if you're a big company, large organization who's outsourcing lots of data, then that physical security layer is going to be very relevant to you. And the sort of things you're going to be asking are going to relate to whether they've got proper access controls, how they monitor their staff, how they run the organization, is it a 24/7 environment, and so on. And we'll touch on some of those in a moment. The next thing you need to ask them about is architecture. Now, it's pretty much likely that you'll be deploying an infrastructure that's shared with other customers. So you want to make sure that architecture is secure, that it's multi-tenanted, and that there's proper user authentication built into it, so that you know your data is separate from anybody else and there's no risk of you inadvertently seeing other people's data, and more worse than that, other people seeing your data. The next level you want to think about is the storage management side of things. In an environment where you would run that internally, you would have access controls around storage management and provisioning, and you would want to make sure that your cloud provider has a similar infrastructure in place with similar processes and procedures, and we'll talk about those again in a moment. Finally, the final point is slightly different to how you do it internally, and that's your client access. So you would need to make sure that you've got proper security access, granular controls to the data that you've put into the cloud or the data you're accessing in the cloud. And that will consist of a number of things. We'll talk about those in a second as well.
Thanks, Chris. The next question is, what are the key questions to ask cloud storage service providers about security? Over to you again.
So let's just go into more detail, and we'll start talking about some of the questions you should be asking, and this will help us expand on some of those topics we just talked about before. So let's take physical security as the starting point. You need to be asking how secure the environment is and to what level. So, you know, as I've mentioned earlier, have you got secure access controls into different areas of the environment? Are there processes and procedures around physical access to the actual servers and the arrays that are storing your data? How do they vet their security people, from a security perspective? Are there controls around things like expiration of passes if they're lost and so on? All of those sort of things that relate to physical security, I'd want to ask my provider to make sure that they've got a good, tight operation going there. Now, from the architectural level, you'd want to obviously ask that they have got a proper multi-tenanted environment and that they are capable of operating that properly. A good example could be, of course, if you imagine if you're in a shared environment, you'd want to understand what happens if you're sharing an environment with someone else and they run out of capacity, they overuse their capacity. Is this going to affect your environment? Are you going to have a problem? Or is your storage guaranteed within the design of that architecture? As we go on to security at a logical level, at the client level, I would be wanting to make sure that the depth of security is good enough to ensure that there's no chance of your data being accessed by anybody else. So as the data is being accessed backwards and forwards, I would want to ask the provider what security protocols they provide. I'd be expecting things like SSL, SSH security. I'd want to know how they secure my access. So if it's around, say, password encryption, or if it's tokens or some sort of methodology, I would want to know how strong that was. And on top of that, I'd want to make sure that I could either implement encryption on that platform or I could get encryption built in as part of the offering, because clearly that level of encryption is going to be really key if you're talking about data that's stored in somebody else's site. So those would be the main points that you would look at within your environment. One final thing that's worth mentioning there, of course, is auditing. Should the worst happen and that somebody gets into the environment and somebody does access something they shouldn't do, you want to make sure that you've got a full audit trail so you can go back and you can look at that and you can see where the breach happened and how it happened and obviously make sure it doesn't happen again.
Great. Thanks, Chris. That's the end of the podcast.